Welcome back to the Children's Hour. We are delighted to be presenting the world premiere of Evan Dates' symphony, A Balloon's Breath. But first, we wanted Evan to tell you a little bit about what makes this piece so special. And it's not just because he's only 12 years old.
Hi, I'm Evan Dates, a cellist and composer. I've been composing for 5 years, since I was 7. I'm 12 now. And I wrote this composition, A Balloon's Breath, when I was 11. The inspiration for A Balloon's Breath, I feel, was seeing and hearing all of the hot air balloons floating around the sky, especially during Albuquerque's Balloon Fiesta. If you've never heard a hot air balloon before, when they go overhead, they make a sort of whooshing sound. It's the sound of the fire heating the air in the balloon, which makes it rise. In A Balloon's Breath, I represent this with the cellists and bassists blowing into the F holes of their instruments, which, if you don't know, are holes carved into their instruments to help with sound projection.
Evan, we're about to hear A Balloon's Breath being performed by professional musicians at an event that's called Chatter in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You got to be part of the performance. How was it for you having your own composition be performed by professional musicians?
It was a whole different experience playing with a professional orchestra. I've played with youth and school orchestras, but nothing compared to this experience. I wrote A Balloon's Breath for my school strings group, and that premiere was exciting, but performing it with professional musicians at Chatter was just amazing.
Thank you.
That's a Balloon's Breath, performed by Chatter in Santa Fe, conducted by David Felberg. Many thanks to all the musicians who made this possible. Sitting in with them was composer 12-year-old Evan Dates. We've got a lot more creative people coming up on the Children's Hour as we're thinking about creativity today. Stick with us for William Shatner and author Dan Gutman. But first, this is Emily Arrow.
I hope you don't stop talking to trees. Ooh, I know they're listening. I hope you don't stop dreaming your dreams. Ooh, I know they're happening. I hope you still use your voice, even if it's the hardest choice.
Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone, and one of our guests today is an amazingly prolific writer. That means he just writes so much. He writes all the time. He loves to write. He's written more than 190 books for readers from kindergarten through the middle grades, and his My Weird School series has more than 100 titles in it, and it's sold more than 35 million copies all over the world for more than 20 years. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Dan Gutman. We're so excited you're here.
Thanks for that nice introduction, Katie. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to talking with you guys.
How did you get your start writing?
I didn't know I was going to do this. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a photographer. I had a dark room down my basement. I was the photography editor of my high school yearbook, really loved taking and developing pictures. But for one reason or another, I really wasn't as good at expressing myself with pictures as I was at expressing myself with words. So I went to college, didn't study writing, never crossed my mind to write. And it wasn't until my son was born, Sam was born in 1990, and I started reading a lot of children's books with him for the first time since I was a kid. And I thought, let's try writing for kids. And as soon as I started writing for kids, I felt this is what I'm good at. This is what I should have been doing all along. So I started writing for kids and I've been doing it ever since then.
How did you get the idea for the My Weird School books?
Oh, thanks for asking. I got the idea directly from my daughter, Emma. When she was in second grade, I was writing for older kids, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth graders and so on. And Emma was in second, and she was reading Junie B. Jones. I thought there should be something like Junie B. Jones told by a boy. So I took a Junie B. Jones book and I sort of reverse engineered it. I counted the number of words, the number of pages, the number of chapters, the number of pictures. And I told sort of my version of a Junie B. Jones story from a boy's point of view. And that's what inspired My Weird School to begin with. I've been doing it now for 20 years, and my daughter, now she's 29 years old. So that's how long I've been doing this series. And you might have noticed, if you've read them, that most of the books are dedicated to Emma because she really inspired the whole series.
For children's books, there's a lot of books that take place in a school setting. It's something that's in the mind of a lot of children. So what would you say makes your books stand out the most? What makes your school books unique?
Yeah, what makes them unique? I'll tell you. Each book has a rhyming title. I grew up reading Dr. Seuss books. So Dr. Seuss used a lot of rhyming in his books. And I thought I would do rhyming titles in My Weird School. So the books have titles like Miss Daisy is Crazy, Mr. Klutz is Nuts, Mrs. Marge is in Charge. Also, the illustrations. I have a wonderful illustrator. His name is Jim Paylot. We've been working together on the series for 20 years. Jim's illustrations, which they're very distinctive. That's another thing that really makes the series stand out from all the others. And I guess it's just that it's really silly. There's no socially redeeming qualities about these books. They're just entertainment for fun. I guess that's what I feel like makes them different from other school series or books about school.
I just read Miss Daisy is Crazy. Wait, is Miss Daisy a real person?
A real person? No, yeah. No, she is not a real person. All the grown-ups in the series are fictional characters.
Okay.
That, by the way, that's another thing that differentiates the series from all other series. There are 7 kids in My Weird School, but each book focuses on a different grown-up at the school. I started out with the second grade teacher, then the art teacher, the music teacher, the gym teacher, and so on. And as the series went on, I branched out to, like, you know, the guy who mows the lawn, the therapy dog. And now, you know, I'm really scraping the bottom of the barrel. So at some point, I guess I'm just going to run out of grown-ups who work at a school. And I suppose My Weird School will have to end at that point.
I just have to wonder, even though you have a basis of how you come up with ideas for your books, how do you come up with over 100 ideas for books?
That's a good question. I think what I like to do, I like to take an ordinary kid and put the kid into an extraordinary situation. Like, what if a kid were to run for president of the United States? Well, that inspired my book, The Kid Who Ran for President. What if a kid had the power to travel through time with a baseball card? And he was able to travel through time and go on adventures with various baseball players from the past, like Roberto Clemente, Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, people like that. That led to my baseball card adventure series. What if a kid got the chance to take one foul shot, and if he sinks the shot, he wins $1 million? Well, that inspired my book, The $1 Million Shot. So in each of these situations, I like to take an ordinary kid and put the kid into an extraordinary situation, because I figure these are the kinds of situations that kids could fantasize about themselves being in this situation. I'd say that's where I get most of my book ideas.
Our guest, Dan Gutman, has written more than 190 books. We've got links and pictures and so much more posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Create Your Own Way. Dan, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour today.
Thank you. It was so much fun. I didn't realize there would be so many of you involved in this. I didn't know it was going to be like the Hollywood Squares here.
If you wanna view paradise,
That's Pure Imagination by Kathleen. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Our guests are inspiring and creative people. We have even more coming up with our last guest, the captain of the Starship Enterprise himself, and a creative person overflowing with ways to express himself. And he's not just an actor, he's a writer, a composer, a singer, and a musician. We're talking about William Shatner, and our conversation with him is coming up right after the break. You can follow along on our playlist and see pictures and more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Create Your Own Way.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour can take your unwanted vehicle and turn it into Kids Public Radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org.